Harper Audio presents Debunkery. Learn it, do it, and profit from it. Seeing Through Wall Street's Money-Killing Myths by Ken Fisher with Laura Hoffmans. Read by John Morgan. Introduction. Debunkery Made Easy. What is debunkery? It's a comberation. Decades back, my wife started calling all the semi-understandable words I made up comberations, an operation that is part combination, part abomination, and yet you know largely what it means. With debunkery, I hope you intuitively get that it's myth debunking, with a twist. The twist is that it's a game of sorts. Don't take that to mean it's not serious. In this book, we're dealing with capital markets, investing, and money. Serious topics. But games and play are part of how we learn. And debunkery, particularly in investing, is a game requiring dedication and practice. Why not have some fun on the way if you can? So debunkery means unearthing truths, or at the very least, overturning common but widespread and frequently harmful market untruths, myths, and misperceptions most investors fall prey to. But before going further, let me say that this book is not about some how-to system for beating the market. It doesn't have a market-beating formula or even specifically tell you how to invest. If you want a serious primer on overall investing strategy, I refer you to several of my other books. This one is about improving your odds and making fewer mistakes by deploying debunkery. If you read my 2006 book, The Only Three Questions That Count, this can be a companion book, more examples of those three questions at work. Or it can be an introduction for how to, correctly, stand conventional wisdom on its head, where and when appropriate. Reduce your error rate, if you can. A huge part of successful investing is just avoiding common errors most folks make repeatedly. That's the focus of this book. Most folks can't accept, in their bones, that investing isn't a certainties game. Can't be. Capital markets are far too complex. Instead, investing is a probabilities game, like medicine, engineering, and most sciences. We accept this about medicine. We know the risks of medications or procedures. There are no fail-safes, no guarantees, and yet, for some reason, investors demand absolutes from investing. This leads to serious errors. All investors make mistakes, even the very best, repeatedly. I make mistakes, lots of them, some huge ones. I'll make more in the future, I promise. If you think you won't, you're wrong. If you think you haven't, you either haven't done much or you're delusional. My father was an admirer of Herbert H. Dow, the founder of Dow Chemical, America's largest chemical company, who famously said, "Never promote someone who hasn't made some serious mistakes because you would be promoting someone who hasn't done enough." That applies equally to investing. The very best, and those who have been the very best the longest, still have made lots and lots of mistakes. Pretty much no long-term investor has been right in their decisions more than about 70% of the time. If you get up close to those levels over the long term, you become a living legend. Plenty of folks think Warren Buffett is the all-time best investor, and I'm not being critical of him in any way, but even he's had some famous doozies. Everyone does. The goal isn't to be error-free. It's to be right more than wrong over time. Overwhelmingly, most investors are wrong more than they're right. When you're wrong more than right, you lag the market. When you're right more than wrong, you can become one of the small percentage of investors, amateur or professional, who beat the market. So reducing your error rate is a worthy goal. If you can accept that you're going to make mistakes, lots of them, you will be a better adjusted investor. And your spouse will like you better, too. But if you can accept you will make mistakes and aim to try to lower your error rate, you can be better adjusted, but also probably get better future results, far better than most. That's what this book is about, showing you some common misperceptions, ones that can lead to serious errors. Knowing about them means you can learn to better avoid them, but more importantly, in the process, I hope you see it can be fun to figure out even more of these misperceptions for yourself, enabling you to do more debunkery on your own.